So you're the first melanoma investigator I've talked to about all this. I'm just kind of trying to process it. I can't wait to hear what everybody else says. But it sounds like it's going to be kind of an interesting question about what you do about BRAF patients. Are you going to give them both?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I don't think that most insurance companies would pay for both as adjuvant therapy. The question is, does someone need to do a trial of triple therapy versus double therapy? That's a different scenario. That may be an upcoming trial.
But meanwhile, what, you have to choose?
I would say if you're a BRAF mutated patient, you're going to have a couple of good choices. Remember, in the DABTREM trial, it was stage 3A, 3B, 3C. And you had to have more than a millimeter of tumor in your node if you were 3A, meaning a slightly higher risk group. With the NEVO-IPI trial, there were no 3As. It was only 3B, 3C, and 4. So again, different groups, and to decide which therapy looked more promising, you'd have to do what I described at ESMO as a not very kosher comparison. You'd have to break out the 3Bs and 3Cs from the COMBI-AD trial, break out the 3B, 3C from the 238 trial, and try to compare the NEVO versus the DABTREM group. At the end of the day, I would predict that they'll look very similar, and I think either treatment for a BRAF mutated patient would be quite favorable.
So, I mean, I would assume that those staging things are kind of just artificial. You know, you really think it wouldn't work and a different slightly. I mean, if you make the decision you want to give adjuvant therapy, you're really going to look in terms of what subset it is?
Well, that's a good point, Neil. But if you look at the ipilimumab trial, which was the EORTC, I think it was 18071 trial, whose updated survival data were published in New England Journal, the 3A patients didn't get all that much benefit. It was all in the 3Bs and the 3Cs. So you wonder, does immunotherapy have a differential effect depending on your burden of disease? I'm hard-pressed to believe that's true with nivolumab, but...
How about just random chance in a trial?
Hard to believe with several hundred patients who had stage 3A disease in that trial, it was random chance. I would predict that the FDA will be asked to approve nivolumab as adjuvant therapy for stage 3 and 4, and they will not differentiate. And they will think, just like you did, that 3A, 3B, 3C, it's just a continuum. Why would we differentiate?
And how about the anti-BRAF?
That'll get approved for all stage 3. I would assume that's where the registration would be applied for, although I don't know. So I think you'll have, for any stage 3 patient who is BRAF mutated, you'll have some very good options. I would say it's going to really depend on what part of the country you're in and whether you're in an academic or an office setting, whether you get DABTREM or whether you get nivolumab. I think either one sounds like a great option. With longer follow-up, if the survival curves for nivolumab stay flat, but the survival curves for DABTREM come down, that may influence people, but we won't know that for years. And I suspect that you'll do well either way with either treatment. Obviously, if you're BRAF wild type, you're going to get nivolumab. Nobody's going to give IPI up front as adjuvant therapy.
Sure.
However, a lot of patients who get nivolumab adjuvant therapy will relapse with local, regional, or isolated unimetastatic disease, a single met, and get re-resected. And then what do you do? That's where maybe if you're wild type, you'll get IPI, or if you're mutated, you'll get DABTREM.
You mean you convert from a non-mutated to mutated?
No. If you were a mutated patient and got NEVO adjuvant therapy and relapsed loco-regionally, Neil, then you'll probably get DABTREM, and it'll go the other way. If you got DABTREM in the beginning and then you relapsed and then you were rendered free of disease, you get NEVO adjuvant therapy.